You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Oh, we're back again. Another Chickies Friday on the WIP Afternoon Show. With Ike, Spike, and Fritz, we survived the downpour. Thank goodness. Here with you for another excellent radio program. Ike Reese, how you feeling, brother?
Brother Spike, it's Friday. I'm feeling pretty good. Arrived over here safely on my canoe with my life jacket on. So
is that a boat?
A canoe is a boat.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Not a ship.
It is a boat. Yep, okay. We're all on the same page with that one.
Good, yes. Good.
Made it across the Delaware River here. And so, yes, I'm here looking forward to a great show. Listen. A night without the Phillies, man, I tell you, doesn't feel good. For us guys,
nothing to do.
Nothing to do, you know. But we made it through, and they're back with a rivalry, I guess.
Yeah,
rivalry. Air quotes, rivalry weekend.
Yep.
Matchup against the Buccos. Jackie Baseball. Come on, man. Got one of your favorite guys coming up here in a minute. Come on, Mr. Leadoff, Stoddard. Come on. I'll let you board.
America's leadoff hitter, some set.
Yep.
Some set.
Are we going to tell Stott that you didn't want him to hit leadoff?
Please don't. Again, all you try to do is ruin my legacy here. But I will say this.
Yep.
You know, I think for true rivalry weeks like this is,
yep.
I think we should lead the show with, like, who's your most hated pirate?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure it'll be a long list of hated pirates. Yep.
Rick Rodin.
Get into that. All right.
Who am I going with?
Yeah. So, who's your most hated pirate?
I have no idea. Well, Barry Bonds was.
Nah, yes. That's a man.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, we hated him at the time. Yeah.
All right. Thomas Chespa.
It is a big show. Bryson Stott joins us at 2:15. Talk about the Phils. Also, the fantastic auction. The Phils fantastic auction, which one of the opportunities is you can have a catch with Bryson Stott. We'll talk to Bryson about that. 3 o'clock, Elliot Shore Parks joins us. Tornado Shapiro's weekend forecast at 3:30. Looks like we got a little late, actually.
Yeah. He has a lot to break down this weekend.
Yep. Jerry Recco of the Boomer and Geo on WFAN, but also the play-by-play guy for Rutgers basketball, will join us at 4 to talk about Ace Bailey and Dylan Harper. We'll award the belt and lots of other great stuff here on the show today. So yesterday, this schedule came out. Well, actually, Wednesday night schedule came out for the Philadelphia Eagles. And we're sort of in waiting mode now, right? We have everything. The offseason has essentially happened. We have the schedule. Now we just wait for training camp. Ike, with the schedule out, with the offseason finished, looking ahead to next season, what is, for the Eagles, for you, a successful season?
A successful season?
Yeah. What is a successful season for the Eagles in 2025?
Repeat champions.
That's it?
Yeah.
Nothing below?
That's simple enough? Well, yeah. I mean, what else do I want? I mean, I don't know. I'm not – listen, success, failure, I guess we'll judge it in the end, but I don't know. I'm not sitting here saying I hope I can make it back to the NFC championship game. I'm not sitting here saying I hope I can make it to the playoffs this year or we win the NFC East. I'm saying – I'm trying to be back-to-back champions. I want to know what that feels like. Like, that's where I'm at with this team. Until further notice, meaning that I have to adjust my thinking, as of right now, haven't seen anything that'll make me adjust my thinking. Sure, we've lost a few players on defense. I totally get that. We may not be as good on that side early, but I have full faith in Coach Fangio as a coordinator and putting guys in the right place. And quite frankly, I'm excited about what the offense will have the opportunity to do this year, which is really, from an aerial standpoint, have a chance to be one of the better offenses in the league. So I'm not lowering the bar by any stretch of the imagination. I don't expect this to be a cakewalk through the season, but we are battle tested, and by the time we get to January, I think if we are still standing tall with the majority of our players, I feel good about us repeating as champions. Why not us? Kansas City was able to do it. Why can't we do it?
215-592-9494. What is a success for the Eagles in 2025? Ike, everyone has to start lowering their expectations for this year. Because the Eagles have told you that they are. Like, I actually think you need to, not you, well, maybe you a little bit, but but you being the collective, should just listen to what the team has told you. The team has told you the entire offseason that they are preparing for the following season. The team has told you with their moves in free agency, and then we were hit with that schedule. Like, the expectations for me, a successful season now that I've seen it, I wanted them to go for a Super Bowl. They're not going for a Super Bowl this year. They're certainly not going all out for a Super Bowl this year. I think they would be happy to be in it, and I think that there's a chance. But to me, a success for the Eagles is making the playoffs next year. If they're in the playoffs next year, I think this is a success. I don't think you can lose. They've lost five important contributors on defense and replaced them with bargain bin players and rookies. They have told you the entire time that they are preparing to pay people in 2026. Mm-hmm. They let a ton of contributors go. They spent their first round pick on a guy that might not even play for the first month or 2 months of the season. And then they got yesterday, what I see is the hardest schedule that I remember the Eagles having in the last 20 years. Like, just thinking about a schedule.
On paper,
for sure. That's all we have right now. And all we have is the Eagles, basically, on paper at this point. Mm-hmm. You know, on paper.
Well, we got the fact they just won the Super Bowl.
Yeah, but we have as much information on the Eagles as we have with all the other teams at this point, I guess. And I look at that schedule for next year, and I see two total teams on it that I think will have losing records. Two. Mm-hmm. I see the Raiders and the Giants. So those are the only two teams. They face 11 teams. They have 11 games against teams that made the playoffs last year. They don't play consecutive home games the entire season. Mm-hmm. And I think next year is, they've told you it's a step back year. I think it is a year where you find out what young players can contribute. They sort of, like, they have a new offensive coordinator. I just think next year is a year where if they get in the playoffs and maybe they can make a little noise, I think that is a success. But I think looking for the Super Bowl next year, it would be nice, but it just doesn't seem to be setting up. It's not the expectation for me anymore.
Yeah,
it was the expectation 3 months ago for me, but not now.
Well, that's fine. Yeah. I mean, it hasn't changed for me. They're still the betting favorite.
Yep.
They are literally the betting favorite to repeat as champions. That lets you know, even with the players that they've lost, no one else in the NFL has done enough to enhance their roster to put them ahead of the Eagles right now. As hard as it is to repeat as a champion, that should knock you down a couple notches right there from a betting favorite, because it's more likely that you won't repeat as a champion than it is you will repeat as a champion, right? And then you think about the players that they lost, that should have knocked them down even more, but it didn't. It didn't. They're still the betting favorite. They're still the betting favorite. With all these other teams and everything they've done, this is still the betting favorite because they have the best roster in football. They have the best roster in football.
215-592-9494. What is success for the 2025 Eagles? Jack, you?
Still need a playoff win. Like I you know, I've mostly given them a pass.
You said they were going 9-8 yesterday.
I still should make the playoffs and should still win a playoff game.
Okay.
Yeah. Wild card team, huh?
Well, listen, yeah. Maybe they're the team that no one wants to play in the playoffs.
Okay. All right.
That's what,
they can
that's
be that.
What this, everyone's saying early.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So I think just winning a playoff game is fine. Like I don't view this as a Super Bowl or bust kind of year. I mean, I know
it's not Super Bowl or bust,
but it's still like that's where the expectation is for a lot of people, which is fine. I'm ready to give them a big old fat pass for next year. They just won the Super Bowl. Like I don't have this bloodthirst of like we gotta do it again. No. We gotta do it again.
Are all the players given a pass?
Not the quarterback.
No. Okay.
But,
well, that's why I'm looking at both of you all. Both
What's
of
up?
You.
What's up? What's
and
the
I don't,
issue?
I don't buy this nonsense from either one of you.
What's that?
You're not going to be talking about it's a successful season if they just get in the playoffs. You're not going to say it's a successful season.
Well, okay. Let me just frame it.
Reframe that.
No.
Yeah. Spit it out.
Yeah. I do not approve of the way they have approached this offseason mm-hmm. and approve of the way they're approaching next season. My expectations have changed. Now, my expectations after they won the Super Bowl were go win another one.
Yeah.
But that is not the way they've approached this offseason. So, I can't on one hand say I don't approve of letting all those players go, not replacing them, blah, 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 and say, okay, and also I think they should go win the Super Bowl. I just don't think they have the ammo for it. Do you know what I mean? I guess.
Oh, sure they do.
I don't think so. I don't think so. All right. Go ahead.
On the offensive side of the ball, they don't have the ammo to go back to the Super Bowl?
Well, they have this. You know, you're talking about an improved aerial attack, mm-hmm. and they had the same exact players last year.
Yeah.
So
that's a good thing.
Well, and they didn't have that aerial attack.
How many coordinators or quarterbacks would die to be in this offense?
Plenty.
Well, so then that tells you that it's a very good offense.
It tells you they have the personnel to
yes,
be a very good
yes.
offense. Yes.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, yeah, but
they were a very good offense last year.
They were a good offense last year.
Seventh best offense in the league.
Yeah, that's good.
Was good enough to win the Super Bowl.
Well, we can do that all day long.
Well, it was. Like, I don't need to have the number one offense in the league to win.
Right, but
you need the number one offense when you have a terrible defense. But that's when you need a top-tier offense is when you can't stop anybody. Like the Bengals, they need to score 30 points a game because they're giving up 35 a game.
I think we can agree the offense needs to be better next year and the aerial attack needs to be better next
sure.
year.
Sure.
Right? We can agree
but
on both those things.
But we also can agree that they weren't horrible last year. So the details do matter. Saying you can go from 7th to 5th or 4th is plausible. But saying you have to go from 25th as an offense to a top 10 without making any changes is difficult to do. So we have to be realistic about what we're asking of them. They weren't a terrible offense last year.
No, they were good.
And how much improvement do they? They don't need to be the number one offense in the league this year.
They should be top 3. I mean, they should be around 30 points a game. Essentially, you're asking them to add a field goal a game, 3 points. And that'll make a massive difference if the defense isn't what it was last
sure.
year. You know? And that's going to have to happen we're all talking about using Saquon less, mm-hmm. which means an aerial assault that's going to have to be better.
Yeah.
And we have a new offensive coordinator and an aerial assault that wasn't there last year. So yeah. if it happens, great. I'm just not expecting it. Like, I guess I would love for it to happen. I think it should happen. I think it could happen. I'm just not expecting it. Bryson Stott joins us in a few minutes to talk about the Phils and his spot in the fantastic auction. 215-592-9494. What is your expectation of the Eagles next year? Jeff in Orlando, you're on WIP. What's up, Jeff?
Hey, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I wanted to ask you, as far as looking at the season, isn't it really kind of a set of seasons? I mean, when people talk about how bad the passing attack was, it really was when they were 2-2, and then he was told not to throw the ball, and he handed off. But really, if you look at those last 5-6 games, including the playoffs, I mean, the aerial attack was there. There's a lot to build on there, and I don't think it's quite correct to say that they're just going to be average in the passing game with the weapons they have. I think they evolved, and I think on defense, yes, they lost a lot, but they had to develop a heck of a lot more players last year than they'd have to develop this year in order to be a top five defense. And lastly,
point.
I think the Rams game, which – I'm sorry.
Well, they have to develop a cornerback, a safety, a linebacker, an edge, maybe even two edges, and a defensive tackle. That's not nothing, man.
Two rookie, who knew about the guys that they had, outside
for
of Carter?
Sure.
Carter hadn't played a full season.
Jeff, I got to put you on hold because somebody more important is on the line. I wouldn't do that for just anyone.
That's right.
I wouldn't do that for just anyone. But we're joined by Phil's starting second baseman, Bryson Stott. Bryson, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, of course.
Let's ask Bryson first. Is it a Super Bowl or bust season for the Eagles, Bryson?
Yeah. What do you think, Bryson?
I'm not getting in trouble, so I'm just going to say they'll be fine.
I'm glad you gave him the shot there, Ike. So Bryson, you've got an item this year in the Phil's Fantastic Auction, raising money for Phillies charities. Somebody gets the opportunity to have a catch with you. They also get 6 field-level tickets. They also get a behind-the-scenes tour, watch batting practice. My question for you is, somebody bids, has a catch with you. Are you quietly judging their performance during the catch? Because I know I'd be nervous having a catch with a Major League Baseball player.
Not so judging their mechanics. It's more about me just making sure I don't drop the ball. since I am the professional baseball player, I figure it's probably best that I don't clank one that they throw and make them feel bad. So yep. Last year I had a little girl who played softball, and she wanted to pitch to me. So that was a fiasco in itself trying to catch a softball pitcher. So, no, it's fun. It's a fun time, and they have – a blast just getting on the field and seeing everything from kind of our eyes. So,
You can bid at phillies.com/fantastic auction, fantastic spelled with a PH there. I hadn't thought about the pressure on you making sure they feel good about it. You know, like you got to be, you're a good fielder, so, but there's a lot of pressure there.
I'm just making sure.
Yeah. At the plate this year, you've had a real good season. And a bounce back after last year. What has felt like the biggest difference for you at the plate this year compared to last year?
I think just more or less staying in the strike zone. I mean, it sounds like the easiest answer, but trying not to chase a lot and kind of understanding that those borderline pitches that I know I could hit that are actually balls, I don't have to swing at. I mean, the umpires might miss one or two here and there, but that's where I would kind of get into funks last year was swinging at the borderline pitch and not leaving it up to the umpire and just kind of cutting down my chase rate and kind of in a little bit of a funk here now. And that's the first thing I look at is what my chase rate is. And it's a little higher than I would like it to be and kind of hone that back in and get back on track.
That it seems like it was a focus for a lot of players on the team, the chase stuff coming into this year. Is it difficult to have that in your mind, but also remain as aggressive as you'd like to be? They seem like maybe different parts of your brain, but both important.
Yeah, I think a lot of guys have kind of started paying a little more attention to that. I mean, I've never been one to chase at an alarming rate. I think I've always been above league average in the chase rates and things like that, but just kind of knowing the type of hitter I am and things like that, and my job is to get on base, so just to cut that down and go from there. And obviously you want to swing at the pitches that you know you can hit, but sometimes, like you said, you kind of get into a passive kind of approach and you take a pitch that you look back and you're like, man, I probably should have swung at that one. And there's a fine line of being aggressive and being too aggressive. And I just try to stay aggressive in the strike zone and take everything outside of it. So,
Bryson, you know, a couple weeks ago after the Mets series and you get swept up there and the team has really, I think, responded well to that. It's been about 2.5 weeks of really solid baseball. Was there kind of like an internal moment there where you guys got together and was like, we got to snap out of it now? Is there any kind of a team meeting or is just kind of going through the lulls of a season?
I mean, there was no team meeting. I think it was more of just they ended our season last year. It was kind of, I don't want to say embarrassing series up there getting swept, but I think some of us kind of felt embarrassed by that, and just to kind of turn it on and be like, we got to play now. I don't care how there's 140 games left. It's time to go, because, I mean, I've always believed you don't know which game's going to get you in the playoffs. It could be a win in May. It could be a win on the last game of the season, and you don't want to ever look back and say, well, I should have won this game in April or May, and if I just did that, I'd been in the playoffs. So I'm in the mindset of not throwing any game away, no matter the date. And you don't ever want to look back at a series and been like, well, if we just showed up for this one, we would have won the division, or we would have been the one wild card instead of the three, and things like that. So I think it just kind of was a wake-up call, no matter how early it was, and I think we're playing good ball now. So
I'm always intrigued, Bryson, with the team aspect, the camaraderie aspect of you guys in the clubhouse, sort of supporting and rallying around each other during difficult times. You know, you went through a little bit of it last year. Cassidy went through a little bit of it last year. Boehm earlier this year. Bryce going through a little bit of it now. You guys seem to have the right words to support one another and rally around each other. Talk to us a little bit about that sort of support group, and I guess the ability to encourage one another during these times that you guys as players sort of lean on.
Yeah, I mean, it's just having faith in one another. And, I mean, we know our lineup is good, and whatever they're going through is not going to last the whole season. And a bad 3 weeks, a bad month isn't your season. And just looking at Boehm, dude, I would have thought the world was ending, and things like that. And he has a good 3 weeks to a month now in a row, and he's back and seeing the ball well. And Bryce is a two-time MVP for a reason. And whatever he's going through now is not going to be his numbers at the end of the year. And I think we have all the confidence in each other. And just the next guy going to pick you up if you don't do it. And I think that kind of relieves some stress and pressure off our veterans, who maybe sometimes feel like the weight of the team is on their shoulders, but them knowing that if you don't get it done, the guy behind you is going to do it, and so on and so forth down the line. And I think that's just kind of a comfortability factor, and kind of just helps ease some of that tension that you might feel thinking you have to get a hit every time.
Bryson Stott with us, talking about the Phils. Bryson, you've got to hit a leadoff a lot this year. Have you liked doing it? And does you're a pretty patient hitter anyway. I see a lot of pitches anyway, but does your approach change at all hitting leadoff?
I like it. I like it a lot, actually. Did it in college and did it throughout the minor leagues, and a little bit here and there throughout my time here, and getting to do it on a more or so consistent basis, I would say. Obviously not against the lefties, but doing it against righties when I'm playing has been great. And I think that it is a little different. Like, I'll take a couple more 2-0 pitches or 3-1 pitches if they're kind of not even close to the zone on the first couple, and just trying to let Trey and Bryce like to swing at the first pitch, and see if I could tire them down and let them get the mistake that's the pitch that they want to do damage on. And I mean, I think a few times it has kind of worked, and just trying to be annoying to the opposing pitcher and let them know that it's not going to be an easy time through the order.
I like that, trying to be annoying. That's a good approach to have.
You certainly are.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Two strikes, he seemed like a pain in the ass.
Yeah.
Like a real pain in the ass.
Bryce, you had I forget which national game it was, but they had you mic'd up during an inning. As a fan, I'm watching it thinking, leave him alone, leave him alone, leave him alone, let him play in the field. How, like, is that just distracting at all, having to talk to the broadcasters while you're in the field?
I don't think so. I think it kind of, like I said, gets blown out of proportion and things like that. I mean, they're not asking us the question as the pitch is coming. They do a pretty good job of kind of holding up their question. And if they don't hold up their question, I'll just stop talking and focus and try to catch the ball. But yeah, they're pretty good about, like, once the pitcher's kind of in his windup or in the stretch, once they come set, it's kind of mute and you could kind of focus on the game. And in between pitches is when it really gets, like, the conversation. So,
Bryson, one thing I'm curious about, because on the outside, people look at Rob Thompson and they say he's laid back, lets players kind of do what they want. And, you know, there's a question of his accountability, I guess. And I'm just curious from, like, your perspective, like, if you can shed any insight, like, what does Rob Thompson accountability in the clubhouse look like?
I mean, I think you get talked to. Obviously, if you mess up something that's you shouldn't mess up as a Major League Baseball player. And, yeah, they just let you know that you did X, Y, Z wrong and you probably shouldn't do that. And if it's something really bad, I don't think you're in the lineup the next day. And but it's not the – I don't really know how to word it. It's never going to air you out and make you feel like the dumbest person in the world. And he's very – like, on our side and has our back, and we all know that, and that's why everyone loves playing for him. And obviously when we mess up, we want to hear about it, and he does a good job at that, and lets us go out and play, and tells us when we're right, tells us when we're wrong. And I think that's why you see a lot of people that love playing for him and would do anything for him and want to give their all every day out there for him.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Bryson, the season is very, very, very long, but every game, really, at the end of the day, you look back at the end of the season and the division could be decided by one game or two games. How do you approach, I guess, not overdoing the importance of every game, but also making every game important, if that makes any sense?
Yeah, I mean, like I said earlier, my mindset is you don't know which game, like you said, is going to get you in the playoffs. You could make the playoffs by 20 games, 30 games, or you could sneak in there by one, and you could look back and say, remember that game we won in June that we probably shouldn't have won? Like, that was the difference. Or remember that game in June where we lost and now we're the 3 seed in the wild card instead of the 1 seed and things like that. So just trying to go out, and you're never trying to throw away a game. You always want to win them. And we know how competitive our division is and the National League as a whole. So the games you're supposed to win, you need to go out and win. And the games you're down 5 or 6 runs, you want to keep fighting and never give up an out, because with our lineup, it's a couple swings away from being right back in it.
Bryson, I know your brother listens to WIP a lot. Hopefully he's not telling you what we're saying. He just he leaves us out of it.
Yeah, he loves it. He thinks this is the funniest show in the world. So.
Yeah, that's good.
Thanks, man. Well, we appreciate you, and the season's been a lot of fun so far, and we're hoping for the best for you this year. And once again, Bryson's fantastic auction item. You can have a catch with him. You get 6 field-level tickets, a behind-the-scenes tour of Citizens Bank Park. You watch batting practice, and you can bid at phillies.com/fantastic auction. Good luck the rest of the season. We thank you for your time today, Bryson.
All right, appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
Appreciate it, brother.
There he is, Bryson Stott.
You didn't want to give him crap for comfortability?
No.
Yeah.
I'll give you crap for comfortability.
Wow, wow.
I'll give you crap.
Look how the tide turns.
Yeah.
Listen, it's a baseball guy's thing.
He doesn't get paid to talk. You do.
Well?
Yeah, he gets paid to play second base.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I don't see the difference.
That's a good job.
Yeah. He does
a great job.
By the way, you can also bid on the afternoon show experience for the Fantastic Auction, which gets you lunch for 4 at Chickies and Pete's. Hang out with us.
How about that?
4 tickets to Phil's Mets on June 20th.
Come on now.
And after listening to Stotter, feels like a revenge spot.
It does feel like a revenge spot. You get 4 customized City Connect jerseys and City Connect hats. You get an autographed ball of any player you want. And because it's the WIP afternoon show experience, you get to participate in the Top 5 at 5, 5:30 Creed, and award the belt with us that day. It's very big.
Yes.
This is very big. And we have to generate more money than the other show's items.
That's right.
We'll do whatever it takes. And a signed copy of Ring the Bell book.
And there he's
It's a big item.
He's going to make me and Ike pay for it.
It's a big item. Someone's buying it. I'll put it on the company card.
That's right.
As Bryson just said, his brother thinks it's the funniest show in the world, and you're on it.
Yeah.
So bid at phillies.com/fantastic auction. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickies in South Philly. Baseball is back. You can watch all the action at Chickies and Pete's. Find a location near you at chickiesandpetes.com. It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. At Chickies Friday from Chickies in South Philly on Packer Ave. Free Toll Friday, a week from today, to kick off the summer. We'll do the show from the Farley Service Plaza. Chickies there. Yeah. Pete will pay your tolls.
Yeah, Pete.
Details at chickiesandpetes.com. Let's cost Pete as much money as possible. I want everyone driving through the tolls at that time.
I was going to say, with the way these guys eat down here, we already cost him enough money.
Yeah. They do eat, man.
Well, again, Rojas.
I mean, we got the hungriest crew I've ever seen.
Making up for me. Making up for me.
Yeah, and my Diet Coke.
Sure. Yeah. Well, Rojas will be on another remote this morning. Stop here on the way back to pick up equipment.
Oh, will he?
And make sure he gets a second free meal. We're the same age.
First of all, that's dry snitching.
Yeah, it is.
Well, that's.
But it's also good content.
It is good content. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection of diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's Jewelers. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. All right, Ike, let's see what you got here.
What we got?
What's a successful season for the Eagles next year? Win the Super Bowl, make the Super Bowl, make the NFC Championship game, or win a playoff game?
Ooh. All right.
See, you're win the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I'm
win a playoff game.
Yes. But I'll give our fans a little bit of credit, and they won't go full. They have to win the Super Bowl this year. But getting there, I think they would view that as a successful season or the NFC Championship game. But I'm going to go with getting to the Super Bowl for the majority of voters is probably the answer.
You want to give me a percentage?
It's 4 answers.
It's 4 answers.
Let's go, because winning it ain't far behind. Or the NFC Championship. I'm going to let's go 38%.
So, 48.3% say winning the Super Bowl.
Woo-wee. Jeez.
That's
what I'm talking about.
15.7% say make the Super Bowl. So that adds up to 64% say at you least at least have to make the Super Bowl.
Okay, I sold our fans a little short there.
Yep.
Yeah, I did. My bad.
26% say make the NFC Championship game. 10% say win a playoff game. All I'd ask is that you listen to what the team has told you. The team has told you they're
You're
not gunning
it
for it
You're
this year.
You're hearing it wrong.
I'm not hearing it
you
wrong.
You are hearing it wrong. You're interpreting
I'm hearing
it
Josh Uche
wrong.
And Dory Jackson. And
that's not
how many more former
that's
Giants?
That's not fair. Because here's what I would say. You're saying they're not trying to win the Super Bowl because they didn't go all out to win the Super Bowl.
All they've talked about is money.
Here's why I don't hold that against them and have the perception of they're not trying to win. They had to make tough financial decisions this offseason. They can't pay everybody, right? They do have to think about who they have coming up, who they absolutely know they want to pay. Like, they know they want to get Jalen Carter paid sooner rather than later. So they have to prepare for that. They know Quinyon Mitchell and Cooper DeJean are coming up in 2 years. They have to prepare for that. The guys that they lost Josh Sweat. I'm not going to do like some people do. I'm not going to just totally disrespect
right
the
here.
Guys that they
Thank
left.
You.
No, I
Thank
won't disrespect.
The right thing to do.
But here's what I will say. Josh Sweat was going into his, what, eighth year, ninth year?
I don't think it's that long.
I thought it was seventh. But whatever.
I thought he had already had seven in. I thought he played seven with us.
Okay, so maybe it's eight.
That's what I'm saying. He's going into his eighth.
Okay.
Yeah, he's going
yep.
into his eighth
okay.
season this year.
I was saying seven with us. Okay.
So you got that, and I don't know how much better he's going to get moving forward, and do I want to commit $80 million in 4 years to him when I got Nolan Smith here, I got draft picks, I got Jalen Hunt. Josh Sweat wasn't that caliber of player that I had to keep because his production could be replaced. Milton Williams, another young player that I like. But we all can at least give the Eagles the benefit of the doubt that they are viewing Milton Williams as a guy, not that he wasn't a good player, but he may have been more of a product of the system and the guys that he had around him, and he thrived in, and they damn sure wasn't about to make a rotating defensive tackle the highest paid player in free agency this year
sure.
with $100+ million.
That's fair.
They did the uncomfortable thing and the right thing. They brought back arguably, other than Jalen Carter, who's here, their best defensive player in Zach Baum. Eagles in the past would have let a linebacker walk. Right? They would have let that linebacker walk.
Made a mistake after 22 with
Yes,
TJ
with
Edwards.
TJ Edwards, exactly. They didn't. The one questionable move I can understand with people is the GJ move.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because you're saying he's under contract. He's not old. He's a player that was productive for you. Why wouldn't you bring him back? They have to have their reasons for doing that. I think it has less to do with finance and more fit than
okay.
anything else.
Sure, I think that's right? absolutely fair.
Right? I've heard that enough from people who I
yep.
trust that maybe that, and they wanted to get out ahead of it versus being a year too late with it, especially since they won the Super Bowl. Other than that, I'm good. Even though I wanted Mekhi Becton still here, I've always said the guard position is the easiest of the line. So maybe they'll replace them there. So what I'm saying is I'm giving the Eagles – credit for making the tough decisions, but making some right decisions. And then I'm saying, while they didn't replace those guys with equally talented guys, I agree with you there. They didn't replace those guys with equally talented guys. They didn't.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
But I'm going to trust that the other guys around them are going to be a year better in this system and that Vic Fangio will find a way to fit these ancillary pieces that they acquired this offseason in there with those guys to have a formidable enough defense that it doesn't hurt the team. I'm not asking them to be the number one defense this year. I'm asking them to be a defense that's growing to be a number one defense again. Okay, you can't be a sieve out there as a defense. Your offense has to carry the load. They do. I can't expect my defense to go out there and only give up 17, 16 points this year. If they do, great. But I'm not expecting that going into the season.
I agree with you. I'm just – here's what I'm suspicious of. And, yeah. And here is why I think they're spending this year celebrating last year. They gave Saquon Barkley $40 million
sure.
for last year.
Got to keep him happy.
They gave him $40 million for last year.
Yeah.
And like, I'm looking at the lack of replacement of all of these players.
Sure.
And I'm thinking to myself, oh, boy. If this doesn't look like a team that is saying, well, we got to reset here, and we're going to thank him, we're going to let these guys go, we're going to see if any of these young guys can play, and maybe we end up, you know, as good as we need to be. But it just screams to me. This offseason screams to me reset. It really does. I look, they have enough talent.
It is reset. It's reset, but we got to win with what we have. I use the Kansas City Chiefs as an example all the time. Like, when they traded Tyreek Hill, they didn't say, you know what, we don't care if we don't go to the Super Bowl this year. Like, we just traded away our best wide receiver. So, you know, we just won the Super Bowl. But I'm not worried about winning it. Like, you got to go out and win with what you have. They have to adjust with the personnel that they have. It's going to look a little different this year, but it doesn't mean the goal should change. And what I mean by that is the front office has their job to do. Howie has his job to do to try to balance out the roster financially. The coaches and the players have their job to do, which is go out there and win every game. You prepare this season as if you're trying to win the Super Bowl. Howie's done his job already, and he'll add to the roster if he can. But the coaches and the players, that can't be their mindset. And I feel that the players all have the right mindset, is that they're going out there. Like, I don't feel like anybody's like, you know what, we won the Super Bowl last year. We're good.
No, yeah. I don't like, think
like,
the
I don't,
players
I don't the players feel that way. I don't, you know.
Well, they don't
Nick
plan
Sirianni,
to.
Yeah, Nick Sirianni yeah. doesn't – he's not coaching that way.
Yeah, I guess my one question is, and I'm not saying it's...
Now, if I get to training camp and they're out there pillow fighting and everything...
We can't be having that.
Well, you're going to see a different reaction out of me, because then I'm going to say, hold on, what are we doing?
But the one thing I will say is that last year they headed into the year with Vic Fangio, and they said, we were embarrassing last year.
Mm-hmm.
We were the 32nd, whatever ranked defense in the league.
32nd, that's as low as you can go.
I know, but
it felt like 35th.
It felt like worse. We've never seen a less proud unit than last year's, besides the 22 team. But, like, I just wonder if the intensity to prove everyone wrong is going to be there.
Right.
Like,
well, that's where Nick, that's where he comes in at. And I agree with you. Because players will they'll push those the limit of they think they're doing it hard, or they think they're doing it the same way they did it last year, but they may not be. But the coaching staff, the coach has to come in, and he has to coach as if they haven't won anything. Like, Belichick became more ornery after they won a Super Bowl.
Sure.
Like I don't think Andy became a softer coach and all of a sudden training camp wasn't as hard and they weren't wearing pads and Patrick Mahomes didn't play in the preseason. Like, all that stuff continued. That's why I say Coach Sirianni, he has to set the tone for what it's going to be like in that building. Like, we're still working. I don't care, we won the Super Bowl last year. We're putting the pads on. We're knocking the rust off. Coach Fangio has to still be the same ornery coach in the building as well, talking about how soft we are. Like, they almost have to work extra hard at not being complacent this year.
So, speaking of wanting to do things hard and not soft.
Oh, my God.
Yep. You set me right up, buddy. Yep. Blue Chew.
No, I like that you lowered the voice for it, too.
Yeah.
Here, I want to talk to you.
I was passionate about
you were,
something.
Yep. And now you're going to be passionate about Blue Chew.
Yep. Passionate about Blue Chew. How about this? Free. Free Blue Chew.
Yeah. I think we're all passionate about free.
Free Spyro. Blue Chew for the first month. If you've been contemplating it, like, I don't know. I don't know. I don't want to go to the doctor. I don't want to pay for it.
Don't want to stand in line.
Yeah, you don't want to stand in line at the pharmacy. All those things are out, including the price. Go to BlueChew.com and use the code 94. You get your first month free. It's not free. We're going to pay for it.
Yep.
Your first month is free. All you got to do is pay for the shipping, which is like $5.
Yeah, that's nothing.
That's nothing.
You're going to get a USA-made and USA-shipped chewable with the same active ingredients as Viagra, Cialis, Levitra, and Staxin. We know we hate those doctor's appointments. Awkward. Weird. Yep. Hate waiting in line in the pharmacy. Awkward. Weird.
Yep.
In the bedroom, nothing awkward and weird about that, buddy.
Well, man, I can't get there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You're going to be tip-top shape.
Sure. Yeah.
And if you've been contemplating it, contemplate it no more. We got your hookup. Go to BlueChew.com. You meet with one of their licensed medical professionals on there. They find out the right mix for you. It takes 5 minutes in and out. You get that package in the mail. It comes in discreet and
hard.
There it is. Go to BlueChew.com. Code 94 gets your first month for free. You only got to pay for the shipping, and then you can
chew it and do it.
There it is! It's a Buzz Friday.
Do it! Whoa, 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 whoa. Do it!
Realized it was about 5 seconds to go.
It's the worst, Buzz. I've been there, buddy.
Okay, Buzz.
I've been there.
Here's what I'm going to need from you.
Haven't done the show in a few weeks.
Shut up. When you come in to produce the WIP afternoon show, I need you to prepare like it's your little weekend show. I need your little list of stuff in front of you that you need to remember. What songs to play, what jingles to play. I need you to – and I even send you my rundown, buddy. I send you my rundown. I'm going to need you to lock the hell in like it's your little weekend show. Are we clear?
Yeah.
I'm locked in. I got the cover.
I can just envision the Buzz panic back there. Yeah. I just envision the paw –
Yeah, he's freezing.
A pure deer in headlights.
Like a squirrel in the road. You know, you're driving along. You ever see a squirrel, sees car coming, can't decide which side of the road to go to? So they just sit there? All right.
I decide for him.
Last thing.
That's nice.
Last thing on what we were just talking about.
Do you feel bad about roadkill if you're a vegan?
I do.
Okay.
Yes, but it is what it is.
It is what it is.
I say a little prayer when I drive by.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Do you worry at all the number of times that Howie and Jeffrey Lurie mentioned it as well have mentioned finances for this year? Because to me, that has been a little bit of a message to the fans, not just about why they're doing it, but what they're doing. Like, for them to not say, football decision, we're in to make the best team possible. Mm-hmm. For them to continually say, well, we got to pay this guy, and we got to pay that guy. It's just not something I'm used to,
sure.
And it seems like it is something that is very purposeful on their end to let everyone know what is going on here.
Yeah, it's not necessarily the usual standard operating procedure that the Eagles normally do when explaining some of their off-season moves, but I can respect the transparency. I think they are trying to be – as forthright and honest with us as fans as they possibly can. And they're coming off a Super Bowl win. And how do we look at a roster that has the type of price tags on the players that we have on this roster and fault them for not wanting to tighten the purse strings a little bit?
It's less about faulting.
Yeah.
And more about when I think about this year, mm-hmm. I just think about what they're saying. And
sure.
Sometimes an organization sort of like wants to have a soft landing.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
And they could never come out and say, we're not trying to win the Super Bowl next year. I understand that. But I feel like in other words.
But that's more of an, at least me, I interpret this as more of an explanation as to why they weren't as aggressive going after players or retaining everybody. So if people were complaining about why we didn't keep this guy or why did we get rid of this guy, why didn't we go after this guy or this now, why are we shopping in the bargain basement? Well, because finances has a little bit to do with it. Like, so this is the reason why we're doing it this way. If you trust their track record and you trust Howie, who's always been aggressive, it's not a cheap organization. It's not an organization that skimpies out. You know what I mean? So they have the highest paid offensive line. They got two receivers making over $25 million. They got a $10 million tight end. They got a $20 million running back.
$50 million quarterback.
A $50 million quarterback. Like, they had spent a lot of money, and so – most teams don't have that type of money stacked up on one side of the ball. It's usually spread on both sides of the ball. Mm-hmm. Our offense, and we don't want them getting rid of offensive players, right?
I don't think so.
Right? Which one of those high-priced offensive players where we have been like, okay, we can get rid of Devontae.
Yeah, I mean.
We can get rid of AJ.
Yeah.
And they can't get rid of any of those guys, so they have to do what they can on the defensive side of the ball, and they still know that they're going to have to pay players, their young, good defensive players coming up here in the next year or two. So I'm more or less, I understand it, and I still say they managed to do this, and the roster still looks better than most teams' rosters.
I would agree with you.
Their rosters, from a personnel standpoint, still looks better than everybody else.
100% fair. 215-592-9494. What is success for the Eagles this year? I say just making the playoffs at this point.
Super Bowl,
Ike
baby!
Ike says win a Super Bowl. Jack, what do you say? Oh, win a playoff game.
Yeah, but pass year.
Pass year.
Yeah.
Giving them a pass.
Pass year.
215-592-9494. Coming up next, Elliot Shore-Parks will join us, and we didn't talk about this with Elliot yesterday, but the Eagles lost a key part of their front office, and we'll talk to Elliot about what effect it may have on the draft this year or the draft next year and evaluating players that, and Elliot's ridiculous Ace Bailey nonsense.
Oh, you can't wait to grill him on Ace Bailey.
I'm just going to rip him to shreds.
What was that, a book he wrote this morning about Ace Bailey?
Well,
He never watched him before three days ago.
Yeah, I can read. And which he cannot do, apparently. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I can read. I can read. All right. Elliot joins us next. What is your success for the Eagles this year? We're at Cheekies and Peace in South Philly. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.